Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Becca Eden is making her first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about her love and passion for music, but how she's been able to use her gift to make a difference and to bring attention to causes that matter to her. You guys are also going to be hearing music from Becca here on the program as well. Becca, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Well, look, we're so excited to be able to have you on with us, Becca. You know, I think what is so great about you, and I've heard the single In Between that we're going to be playing here a little bit later, but what I think is so great is that you're able to not only be able to share your gift that you've been given, which is obviously to be able to create music, but also I think you're able to give a message as well. What has it been like for you to kind of marry these two worlds together of being able, you know, to create music but also to share these messages?
You know, it's been just really a journey of discovery and figuring out exactly what kind of legacy I wanted to leave behind and you know, the kind of voice that I wanted to have with the message that is really reflecting who I am in my heart and stuff like that. And, I mean, it took a while to bridge those two together, but, you know, once it came together, I mean, I've never felt more right about anything in my life, really, because, you know, with different artistic careers, you know, some people really just perform and, you know, they like entertaining. But for me, I just really like being myself and sharing who I am through my music with the world and different things like that. And so that's why you see, you know, more purpose-driven music, more inspirational stuff, because that really is like my focus. I love, you know, like giving back, and I love having music that is making a difference and using my voice in a way that, you know, is going to raise awareness for different campaigns and causes that I'm trying to help.
Right. Right. You know, I think that says a whole lot, too, because, you know, there are so many people, as you know, Becca, that use their gifts for their own, you know, their own good. And not that there's anything wrong with benefiting from, you know, your talent. I think all of us should be recognized for what we do. But I think it says something special that you're able to do it with a purpose. I had a guest on the program just earlier today who talked to us about the importance of knowing what your why is and how that kind of helps you in direction. Did you feel as though when you were able to, you know, to create this marriage of not only a message but also of creating beautiful music, that kind of showed you what your true purpose and passion was?
Yeah. I mean, you know, what your friend said about knowing the why behind what you're doing, there is absolutely no way I'd be doing what I'm doing if I didn't know the why. And I think knowing the why behind it actually sets you up for success in the future, because, you know, it's not an easy career path, and you really have to have a sense of determination and self-belief and, you know, patience. I mean, you know, knowing the why is what keeps me going. I'm very in touch with myself and, you know, the motives that are, you know, motivating me to do this kind of work, and that actually is what helps me to push forward.
Right. Well, you know, I think that is the greatest thing about this. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Becca Eden is making her first appearance here on the program. We're talking to her not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for her to create music that can actually impact the world. And, you know, I have found it to be interesting, Becca, that music does have a unique ability to be able to bring people together. What has it been like for you to see that, to see the way that music is able to bring together people of various backgrounds to get them to focus on one thing?
I mean, it's powerful. You know, it's definitely powerful, and it is really a very special, special thing to witness that. And not only that, I mean, it's a focus thing, too. You know, it's getting people, you know, where there's unity, there's blessing. So when people can come together and, you know, a team is going to go way farther than a single person. And it takes a great team of people to really get things accomplished. And so, you know, it kind of really builds a sense of confidence in myself and in the music, and just the power that music has on people, just to see that kind of stuff happen. So it's really, it's an awesome thing to witness that, and for other people to kind of have that revelation of, oh my gosh, you know, this is really a big deal. Like, it isn't, because life is busy, you know, and and everybody, there's so much going on all the time, to really have a message that, you know, connects with people, and it, get, you know, for a minute of their life, you know, they focus on that, and they're able to really reflect on, am I really making a difference individually in this, or am I just letting it pass me by and not doing anything? You know, like, just that in itself is really quite inspirational. And so, yeah, that's one of the beautiful things about what I do, is being able to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that is definitely it. Now, one of the things I think that kind of brings everyone together these days, I mentioned music does it, Becca, but social media definitely has that same effect. You, like the rest of us, are on, you know, you have your Facebook fan page, you have people able to reach you through Twitter. Talk to us about having that instant feedback, that instant connection with people who are not only finding out about your music, but also hearing it for the first time. I'm reminded of just a few days ago when I was prepping for this segment, I was on Twitter, and I noticed one of the online radio shows that was playing your music, and you were thanking them for that and letting them know that there was more to come. What is it like for you to kind of have that instant response and feedback like that?
I mean, it's extremely humbling. Like, I can't even begin to say how grateful I am for people that play my music, that appreciate it, that respond to it. I mean, it, you know, I don't take it for granted, and that's why I say it is humbling, because, you know, that is it takes a lot of courage to put yourself out there. It takes a lot of courage for you to pursue your dreams, and there's, you know, certain people that are for it and certain people that aren't. And so really you have to kind of learn how to live above some of those oppressive things that can try to keep you down from, you know, you becoming who you're called to be, or other people becoming who they're called to be. And so to have people say, you know what, I'm supporting this, it's something that I'll never take for granted. It's something that I will always, always be grateful of. And honestly, like, it really blesses me to see that and to just know that I'm not alone, you know, because a lot of times you can feel very alone doing this and pouring your heart out for people to sometimes really get it and people sometimes not really get it. And so, but, you know, what I have learned about that is a lot of the times the people that don't see the truth in what you do don't even have the vision to be able to see it, you know? So, I mean, it's been challenging, but I'm up for the challenge. I love a challenge. I would be bored if I didn't have one. And so back to the support, you know, it is something that, like, I just want to thank everybody who has supported me and who will support me in the future, because, you know, they are part of my success. Like, they are absolutely a big part of my success. It's not just having music that people connect with and that helps them, you know, helps to awaken them to something greater than just the daily grind. But, you know, it's just a moment of, I mean, it's unreal. It's unreal to be able to see that and experience that. And it makes me definitely feel very loved.
I'll tell you, well, I think the love is definitely being spread, Becca. Again, everyone, Becca Eden is our guest. We're talking to her not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that love of music with the world. Becca, the single we're going to be listening to, I think, is called In Between. Talk to us about that single and how it came about.
I love that song. And a year before, I got the opportunity to partner with Harvesting Happiness for Heroes for it to be their campaign fundraiser song. You know, it was on my heart to do something for the military and to just kind of give back. That was one of the causes that I wanted to, you know, raise awareness for. And, I mean, one day I dream of going around to the different military bases and just touring and just doing, sewing into them, you know, and having, you know, shows that minister to men and women that have served in the military. I do it to a certain extent now, but even more in the future. But basically, you know, I got the opportunity to write the song for Harvesting Happiness for Heroes, and that campaign is all about, you know, helping people fighting PTSD find their happiness again. And so I sat down at my piano one day and just kind of was like, you know, having a moment and just kind of like purposing in my heart, you know, just wanting to have, because when inspiration comes, like it's a very spiritual thing, you know, it doesn't come from you, it comes from, you know, something greater. And basically I just sat there and the word in between just came, and then the song just flowed from there. And it was like, just, I mean, some of the greatest songs just happens. They're just 20 minutes, you sit down, and it just flows through you. And I felt heat when I wrote it, and anything that makes you feel something when you write, or, you know, one of the things I've realized is if I feel the tug in my heart, or if I feel an emotion, or if it makes me want to cry, I know it's going to, you know, hit home with other people because it's hitting home with me. And so that's a lot of the response that I get when I go out to the Wounded Warrior events and do different things like that. People just really connect with it, and it ministers to people, and that's what I'm all about. You know, I'm all about making, you know, I want to write songs that help heal the world. That's really the mission and vision behind what I do, and to be a voice for the voiceless. And so when I see moments like that where people are connecting with it and they're crying and they're feeling like, wait a minute, they're having that moment where they're realizing this is what I was going through. I just couldn't put those words, you know, I couldn't put the words together. I couldn't form what I was feeling, but you spoke right to it. It's a very magical moment.
Right, right. Well, since we have you here with us, Becca, why don't you do us the honors and introduce a single for us?
Okay, everybody, I hope you enjoy hearing a little bit of In Between. I hope it makes your day.
From the beginning, I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to fight for what's right from the start.
Radio.com. Becca's been joining us this afternoon, talking with us not only about the marriage of her passion and also things that matter to her, but what it's been like for her also to be able to hear from you guys who've been able to hear her music and benefit from it. So you talked about, you know, one of the things you'd like to be able to do, of course, is to be able to spread the message of your music. When people hear a song by Becca Eden, Becca, what is your hope for them that they will be able to get what out of your music?
I love that question. I want people to feel loved. I want them to feel like they're valued, that everybody's important, and that, you know, they were thought about and cared about. I'm a very warm person, and one of the things that I absolutely love doing is just encouraging people. And
yeah.
And that's really what I want them to feel when they hear my music, is just feel love and encouragement.
I think that is a great thing to want. And you know what I think is so great too about that, Becca, is it shows that, again, the connection that people can feel with the music, you know. And I think anytime,
yeah.
It's almost like when you leave a movie theater and you're able to take some message away from it, something that lingers with you. When you finish a great book and, you know, you remember certain things from it, I think that's the great thing about music as well. It has that effect of being able to linger with you long after, you know, that, you know, the last part of the song plays. And that's the great thing about it. So, Becca, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and also support your music?
Well, they can check out my website. It's www.bekahedin.com. That's www.beccaeden.com. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, MySpace. I mean, everything is a SoundCloud. People can check out my music on SoundCloud. I'm also on iTunes. And I'm actually in California as we speak and going to be recording on Saturday. We're working on a Cause EP and then possibly an album after that. And so, yeah, we've got a lot of good music that's getting ready to be released in the next 6 months to a year. And a variety of different messages. And really, honestly, this is the first time in my musical career where I feel like so excited for people to hear what we're getting ready to release, because it's really me. It's really my style. It's really what I've wanted. I'm co-producing the project, and I love that too. And I'm just working with some amazing people, so I'm really excited to show the world what we've got going on with that.
Look, well, we're definitely excited to see what's coming up next for you, Becca, and it definitely is well-deserved. Again, Becca Eden, everyone, is our guest. Make sure you guys do visit her website at BeccaEden.com to stay in contact with her. She's also on Facebook and Twitter. We tagged her on both places. We'll tag you here in a moment and how you guys can find her there. But, Becca, last question for you is, if there is a scripted question that comes on this show, this would be the one, because I'm always fascinated when I talk to individuals like yourself about what you say to other people about the importance of their own passion. I mentioned earlier, you know, a great guest that was on the program, Brandon Nicholson, and what he said about discovering your why. What would you say to individuals about the importance of discovering what their passion is and then being true to that passion?
Well, honestly, I think that anybody who is on the path of finding themselves, finding what they want to leave behind, you know, finding what they want to do in life, what their passion is just to take it one day at a time, protect your dreams, and surround yourself with people that speak into those dreams, not people that take away from them, but people that see the potential in where you're headed, what you're doing, you know, and never quit. You know, when I started off doing this, I had such unrealistic expectations. And really what I've learned along the way is greatness is sticking with it. It's not an overnight success. I mean, that happens for people, and that's great. But a lot of the times, really what it takes is dedication, hard work, education, you know, and just having a never quit spirit. You know, there's going to be good and bad days, but it's just working it out. You know, if you're really passionate about something, don't let anybody steal that from you, because that's what is really going to set you apart. And you're through you realizing what you're passionate about, it could change, it could dramatically change people's lives. And, you know, if you can take the courage to really go after that, you know, protect it and really spend the time investing in figuring out how in the world you are going to make it work, you know, and if you just do those things, you know, you have to have motivation with practicality. So yes. I think those are two things. You know, I'm super creative, but you have to have the business side too. And so, you know, learning how things work is important in pursuing your passion, because if you have great passion, then you need to have a great plan. And so, and the plan can change, but it's good to have some kind of plan in place. So, yeah, never give up. My two main things that I focus on is never quit and, you know, just pretty much never quit, really. That's what it boils down to. As long as I never quit, then I'll end up being where I want to be.
There you go. I think that is a great message right there, Becca. As long as you never quit, you know, you'll end up being where you're supposed to be. And I think that is the thing, you know, the importance of hanging in there, persevering, and not giving up. It's something that we talk about a lot here, and I appreciate you reiterating that. Again, everyone, Becca Eden has been our guest. Make sure you guys do stay in contact with her through her website at BeccaEden.com. And as she said, that's BeccaEden.com is where you guys can find her there. Also, she's on Facebook and Twitter. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, you can actually find the link on our Facebook and Twitter page. Just go to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We actually tagged Becca on both places, and her Twitter handle and her Facebook page is just Becca Eden, so you can find her very easily there. Becca, congratulations to you. Be safe out there on the East Coast, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thank you so much. Hope you have an awesome day.
All right, you did the same thing. And for our listeners, thank you all for joining us for another edition of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live this afternoon. Have a great one.